Hi. It's just after 4:45 on 3rd of May. The weather today has been fantastic. The wind has been a little bit chilly, but to be honest, it's flies. It's been really, really nice. Just about 100% blue sky all day. Flies. We're walking down a lane in Sowerby, and we're just about to go across a little footbridge. It's got a specific type of name. I'm going over Codbeck. To our right is the A168, which is probably what you can hear in the background. It's quite loud, but the whole purpose of this recording is to say that that little footbridge there, Harry, that used to be the main crossing over the river. Here, I'll take this off. Come here, I'll take this off. Today we're walking Bella, a beautiful golden Labrador that loves the water. So she's gone into Codbeck. Good girl. Molly was swimming in there this morning. So, so the road used to come from Dalton, which is a little village about, I don't know, five mile away or something like that. Used to come here and cross the, it's not a river, it's a beck. I'm so glad you're in the water, dog. Well, water's better than dog poo, or cow poo that she rolled in yesterday. And on the other side of this bridge used to be a pub called The World's End. And, well, it wasn't obviously a pub, it was an inn. It was a, what do you call it, like a stop for horses to get what? Oh, come on! Oh, she loves rolling in anything, don't you? This dog just rolls in any kind of thing that creates a scent or is scented. Oh, I should have brought a ball, shouldn't I? Come on then, come on over here. Somebody has fashioned a seat out of a stump of a tree with a back and a seat part. It's quite nice. So I'll sit here. Then the other road, the next road to be, they built a road. What am I saying? They built a road, which is the road going in into Sowerby and Thirsk. I don't know what it is. It's the B something, something, something. And then obviously they built that massive dual carriageway, which you can hear the traffic on behind me. Unfortunately, the World's End is gone now, and there are two houses in its place. But it's quite interesting to know that. And the bit that we're on, there's a little bit of green with some trees. Nice little area. It's not very big. It's like, what, 50 metres by 50 metres? It's really nice. The council come along and cut the grass, so it's really pretty. There's someone, a kid. Harry? Okay, Harry's gone into the beck. Kids play on a rope swing. Over there. What's happened to the swing? Mm-hmm. Where's the swing you were playing on? Why? You threw it up? So nobody can play on it? You've got about as much clue as I have. I can't hear him. He's mumbling. So nobody can play on it now. Oh, Harry. And then there's this seat. On the other side of the... Got the beck's just on my left side here. But on the other side of the beck, there are a number of trees lining, you know, lining the water's edge. And then it raises up into somebody's fenced back garden. And they have a quite significantly sized back garden, as English back gardens go. So it's a beautiful day. I'm absolutely knackered from the sun and the fresh air. I fell asleep for 20 minutes before we came out. Molly is too tired. She stayed at home. But she's been out with us all day today. Sarah has gone to walk Daisy May, the little... I think it's a Pomeranian, I think. My knowledge of that type of dog is pretty rubbish, really. So... And just for... I can't stop yawning. I'm just woken up, though. Yeah, so Sarah's gone up there with Tamara and Rosie, our puppy. We've made a little sling for Rosie, and Sarah carries her. Jessica is away to... having a wee in the river, lovely. Jessica is away on her school trip to East Barnby, which is on the east coast, northeast. Well, I say northeast, east coast, which is over by Whitby. She's back on Friday. She's really excited to be going. Really excited to tell me that her first activity was canoeing. And I was like, I know. Oh, you can go under there. Look, the river, or the beck, is quite low. Well, actually, I say it's quite low. It's about average, I would say, but, you know, the river... I'm going to call it river. The river runs under the A168, and the bit that it runs through... There are kind of two tunnels for it to run through. Two tunnels, which are quite big. You know, they must be 5 metres by 5 metres high. Oh, come on! What is it with Labradors and water? Ugh. Molly was swimming in it this morning, Harry. Molly was swimming over there in that deep bit. She's had a good day, Molly. So, weather-wise, it's been the best day of the year so far. No doubt about that. But as I say, that wind has got a bit of a nip in it. So that's that. Don't know whether you can hear the water. Probably not, for the sound of the traffic. Let's go a bit closer. Good job I'm wearing Gore-Tex shoes. I'll tell you one thing, it stinks. Yeah. Oh, it's humming. There's some standing water over there, and that's what smells. Ugh. Right, okay, that's it. Yeah, and there are a lot of flies around. Right, that's it. That's just a bit of an update, really. So, I'll leave you with a picture of... this very old bridge, which cost £20 to build a couple hundred years ago. And this is what I'm looking at right now. So check out the picture. See you, everybody.